Hey guys, on this episode, I'm sitting around hanging out with the agency team. We are having so much fun today. But what are we talking about? Today, we're talking about how we got a 30X, actually 36X ROAS for one of our clients. You want to know how we did it? Stay tuned, but first cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Quiet on the set, quiet on the set. My team is going crazy over here. We are having so much fun today because we have this incredibly fun campaign that we launched for our client just a couple weeks ago. And upon launching the campaign, we saw that something that we haven't seen numbers for in a while was just, I don't even have the words to express how crazy it was. So basically for every dollar we were putting into advertising, we were getting $36 back, which is crazy. And since we actually created that post, the ROAS has slipped a little bit to 28. I'm really sad about that. I'm just kidding. It's still phenomenal. $1 in, $28 out. We have spent just shy of $800 in ads for our client and generated over $22,000 in revenue. Now, guys, one thing I have to share with you, and you'll start to notice I've been opening up about this a lot more, is that those types of numbers are not normal. There's a lot that goes into building an audience that's ready to purchase and crazy rabid, like wants to jump on everything that our client puts out there. There's so much behind the scenes that no one ever sees. And so one of the things that I want to share with you is that we spend a lot of time, resources, money on this client's audience building. When we first started working with this client, the very first time that we launched an offer of theirs, we didn't generate that much in revenue. I'm just being totally honest. We generated a couple thousand. It was just barely above a break even on the front end. And that was good enough for the first time. The second time we launched, numbers were better. Third time, even better. And most recently, we launched a campaign and we had, I think, like 4,400 people purchase, which was crazy. And it was all completely profitable. Now, this is in between launches, in between campaigns. And we launched this on just a whim. One night, I was like, I have an idea. Let's do something to generate some more revenue. Now, when is this type of campaign right that gets such crazy results? When you've built an audience that is raving, they're insane, excited, they're commenting on everything, they want more. So let's say you've launched low ticket offers in the past and now it's time to introduce a $9.97 offer, and that's what this particular one is, the $9.97 offer. What we did is we basically put out there like, hey, do you want a little bit more from fill in the blank for our client's name. Do you want a little bit more? Comment below if you want to learn about how to get more access and support. And people are going nuts. Now, the crazy thing is we were hoping to get like a 5 to 10X ROAS, but one of the things that we were counting on is that her audience at this point in time, after a year of working together, has gotten so engaged that they're like, yes, I already know I need this. I want more support. Enough people have bought her low ticket offers and gotten results that they're like, yes, sign me up for whatever comes next. Now, that is key. What I just said right there, enough people have gotten results from her low ticket offer to trust her on her higher ticket offers. Now, some people will tell you that you can go straight to high ticket offers, but what they fail to mention is that you've had to build your reputation first. That is one of the things that my clients are very good at doing. They spend the time building an audience, building a reputation. When people say like, let's go to the next step, they already know that the first step got them results. Even if it's a freebie, even if it's a Facebook Live where you break a belief or change a thought pattern, when you put in the time and energy and effort into those lower ticket offers, those free entry points into your funnel, and people experience results, even if it's just a shift in their mindset, when they watch your Facebook Lives, they're going to know what comes next is worth it. And that's one of the best things that I can encourage from you. Now, I'll be totally honest. We kick our clients' butts in terms of the amount of content we expect them to produce. We ask for a lot of Facebook Lives, and that's for a reason, because we want people to know that our clients are engaged, committed, that they're going to support them along their journey. They're not just taking money and running. So while we manage all of the social media for the majority of our clients, we request that they do at least one Facebook Live per week. And during launch seasons, we actually require anywhere from 3 to 5 a week. And some of our clients do Facebook Lives every single day. Now, the beauty behind the Facebook Lives that we design for our clients is that we ask them to do it based on a topic that breaks down objections. When you do each one based on objections, what are the objections to your offer? Is it that it's too expensive? Is it I don't have the time? Is it my spouse isn't going to approve of this? All of those objections are opportunities to create a Facebook Live around it. But instead of saying like, are you saying this is too expensive? That's not enough, right? Like that's silly. That just is basic, don't do that marketing. Instead, if you were to say, what if $45 could change your life? Or what if $45 was enough to be the shift that allowed you to fill in the blank with a big result, right? So suddenly we frame all of those Facebook Lives as objection killers. And then of course we run their hot traffic to those videos. Now with this particular campaign, we've been having so much success. It has been so much fun. And what we're loving with it is that when we are able to go to our client and say, hey, look, this month on that silly little whim idea that we had for a campaign, we generated $22,000 and it's not even done yet. It's raging, which is awesome. Obviously, like I said, the ROAS has slipped a bit to 28, which sounds really silly. That's like saying, oh, I've only lost 15 pounds this month. You know, it's not as great comparatively to what it was the first week or two. However, there's still room to scale and there's still room to grow enough revenue that it pays for our services completely and then some. But I wanted to share with you guys that inside look of what that process looks like. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Adios. Sure.